B99 9 Country Cafe. I'm Robin James, and with the story behind the song, Alabama is in the spotlight with My Home's in Alabama. It takes us back to Fort Payne, Alabama, long before the band Alabama was selling out arenas. Randy Owen and Teddy Gentry were just two hometown boys trying to make a living as musicians and holding tight to the roots that shaped them. Before fame ever found them, Alabama, of course, spent years paying their dues down in Myrtle Beach, playing for tips as the house band at the Bowery. And it was during one of those long nights on stage that My Home's in Alabama was born. Randy Owen remembers when he and Teddy just finished writing the song. They played it live for the first time, and this huge waiter, big as a wrestler, Randy said, marched right up to the stage after the last note, and he told him, "That's the best Southern rock song I've ever heard." One line in particular came straight from Randy's heart. "I'll speak my Southern English as naturally as I please." In college, he'd been teased for the way he talked, even by folks from the South. He said it always stuck with him, and the song, it gave him the perfect place to push back with pride. And here's a fun fact. My Home's in Alabama is the most edited song Alabama ever recorded. The original version was nearly 11 minutes long. They trimmed it down to 6.5 minutes for the single, which still was the longest ever sent to country radio. And the rest, they say, is history. The song that helped launch a legendary career and reminded the world that there's nothing wrong with staying true to who you are and where you come from. That's the story behind My Home's in Alabama by Alabama on the Country Cafe on B99.9.